listening to The Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three relatively grown men binge the iconic HBO series Sex and the City. So dust off those DVDs and grab yourself a white wine or even a Cosmopolitan and settle in. Take it away, boys.
Welcome to The Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three guys are rewatching their way through Sex and the City with you. And just like that, I'm Corey Cavan.
And I'm Kevin James.
My name is John Siever.
Here we are. We have a guest today, and the guest is you.
Ooh.
Wow.
You're here with us in spirit. We've done a seance, and all of our listeners...
Brought all of our listeners back to dead.
No. You can also do a seance, but there's just worldwide connection.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We're doing a telecommunication.
You just bring people's spirits into the room.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could do that.
I didn't know you could.
I think it's like part of the occult.
What are you, a casual occult expert?
I'm about to be. I'm about to read a book about it.
What book are you going to read?
It's
Occult for Dummies.
Satanism for Dummies. They call for dummies.
Summoning the Dark Lord, Chapter 1.
The difference between the Star of David and a pentagram.
Turn that Grom upside down. Today we like to communicate not just with the dead, but also with our live listeners. And so we've got some voicemails, which you are always encouraged to send to us. And we also have some other questions.
Yep.
Yep. We have some emails.
Yep.
We're going to get to all of that.
The old Bradshaw Boys advice bag.
The BBAB.
Could you concoct... three worse persons to give advice than the three of us sitting around this table?
I was telling you yesterday that I literally Googled something about, like, I had a question about, like, a relationship question. I just Googled. I was like, at what point in a dating relationship is, like, I didn't even text Corey and John, and they would have been like, I just Googled it and then went to images and looked at a bunch of text over images.
Wait, it was a real relationship question that you had?
Yeah.
You just Googled and looked at...
Yeah.
And just like, and then we were talking at brunch and he's like, actually the appropriate amount of time to do this. And I was like, where'd you get that information? He's like, I just Googled it.
You just Googled it.
And it's like, who is, like, you're reading some seventh grader's blog, basically.
Yeah.
I'm just like, but that's how we are forming our opinions nowadays. It's awesome.
Well...
Yeah.
Well,
there's a mighty wind. Great movie.
Great movie.
You know, if it said something, that's the thing, is even the advice that we're giving, like, I think people have said we give decent advice or we have decent commentary and stuff, but it's like, it's all within the wheelhouse of common sense. You know, like, a lot of times you kind of already, I feel like so much advice is saying the thing that the person that's asking already knows. You know?
Sure.
Like, and then you have to, I don't know. There's, like, not a lot of advice here that, like, blows your mind so much. Like, a lot of times it's like, we were just listening to some advice. It was like harsh advice, but it was just like,
it's just the obvious.
It was the obvious. There was just like,
it's like, there's a dead woman. It's the boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's the boyfriend. I think that's what, My Favorite Murder. They're like, it's the boyfriend or the husband.
Yeah, every time. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't need to look for anyone else.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think that's what it's like. That advice was like, your wife is treating you poorly. And the person was clearly writing in to be like,
yeah,
this. And it was like very obvious, but it was great advice.
Yeah.
The way that it was formed. And so
it is, there's something refreshing about, you're sending us emails. We don't know you. We have no, like, there's no feelings that are being hurt.
Yeah.
You could be like, this is how my person's treating me. And maybe your friends will be like, well, like, dance around it.
Yeah.
Like, we'll call it like we see it.
Now, but yeah, we don't have any stakes on our side.
There's no stakes.
No stakes at all. Have you ever done an informational with anyone, like, about a job? Has anyone been like, I want to buy you coffee and just kind of like see how you got to where you are for like, you know, like,
yeah,
John, you've done,
you're a lot more successful than we are. So no one ever does that shit with us.
That's not true.
It is true. It might not always be true, but for now, it's definitely true. You're being very nice by trying to act like no.
But it is funny though.
Fucking watch out.
I was about to say,
John and I are on your tail.
I want to make note of the coded statement. It's like, it might not always be true.
Yeah. Right. So guess what?
But that
Corey and I, or John and I, people are going to be asking us to get coffee soon.
Dude, I'll say this real quick. I'll say this. What you said though just brought a thing up in me that I was in an improv class years ago because I moved to New York to do comedy. And one of the improv teachers, you know how they say like there's a little bit of truth and every bit of sarcasm?
Yeah.
He was just talking. He was like looking around the room and he was like, we're going to do an exercise. And like, we'll just say things, to people. It's like first thing that comes to your mind. And like, this is just to kind of like get you out of your skin. And then he just turned to me and he goes, like, to do an example, he just looked at me and he goes, bam, peaked in high school. And
then he just kept going.
And oh my gosh, it struck a chord. And when you said that, when you were just like, we're coming for you, there was a thing where I was like, man, what if there's a point in your life where you could know that you were like, this is the highest point? Because that happens to, if you look at every, we were talking about someone, we were eating dinner tonight, and I was like, I really like their last movie. And you were like, yeah, it was okay. And it was, and like, there's a thing where like every artist, they're like, yeah, that was the peak. And then it kind of relaxed after that. Yeah. And there's different artists. Like you're like a huge Bob Dylan fan. And we talk about like Bob Dylan's just kind of always doing his own thing.
Yeah.
And like people will be like Blood on the Tracks. Like that was the peak. But for him, it's kind of like, he's going to just get weird and do what he wants forever. But
I'll say this. When I said, it might not be forever. It was not coded that way at all.
I know.
It was just like, it was just that you're being overly nice by being like,
this kind of goes back to the advice thing is that you said, it's like, it's saying something someone already knows. Like a lot of these questions are probably coming from people's insecurities in the same way that I was like, that thing that person said struck a chord with me. Whenever you feel an insecurity, it's sort of begs you to like bring it out to someone to be like, I don't know about this. Make me feel better. Tell me the answer based on what I'm telling you. Like, I guess what you're saying is like in a lot of questions, the answer is already there.
And yes. And then this is
maybe the act of asking the question is the answer in itself.
So did I peak in high school?
Absolutely not.
No,
I didn't think you were going to say not.
No way, dude. You're not even close to peaking.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
You're not even at base camp.
Whoa, yeah. Dude, best Mitch Hedberg joke, or my favorite Mitch Hedberg joke. He talks about, he's like, I'm going to botch it, but he's like, I want to be a climber. He's like, I just would love to be a mountaineer. And he's like, I don't want to actually climb the mountain. I just want to hang out at base camp. And then people will come up and they'll go, hey man. And he's like, and you got a little mug of hot chocolate and just walk around wearing a little puffy coat. People say, hey, you going to the top? And you just look at him, you go, soon. I saw Mitch Hedberg. I saw him live.
So jealous. Awesome. That was your peak.
That was my peak. All right, we're very far off.
Let's get some advice.
Finish what you're saying, Kevin. Let's get some advice.
Well, what I was going to say is just like in Shark Tank, where it's like, are we QVC or are we Mark Cuban? John, you're married. You got a kid on the way. You know what it's like to be in a long term relationship.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to have advice soon on.
Once you have a kid, you definitely peaked. I mean, in the Armenian tradition, when the kid is born, you say, I give to you, or all this is for you, something like that in Armenian. So it's like,
then you wrap the kid in dirt.
That is also what you do. You wrap the kid in dirt to keep him warm. Katie and I looked up our different like backgrounds to see what they do. And I'm Scottish and Armenian, and one of them is you say all this for you, and then wrap them in dirt and then bury the umbilical cord in the house if they're a woman, and in the church if they're a man. And Scottish traditions are just about getting the kid drunk and chasing away fairies.
And changelings.
Cool. And changelings.
I'm in Scotland. That's dope.
Yeah. Anyway, that was it. So if you have any advice like, for that, for
John
what
is like, if we were Power Rangers, John would be like, wisdom. And I would be like, truth. And then Corey would be like, compassion.
That's actually very true.
It's like, together we will.
That's really good.
Dude.
Truth, wisdom, compassion.
That's very true. Well, you were truth.
It's like Captain America when they all had like control an element and then one of them was just heart. Have I done this thought before?
No.
It's like, why didn't he just change the heart of the bad guys?
Just not, I'm sure someone's
like done a better joke than that, but I definitely thought about that when I was a kid. I'm like, why don't you just aim your heart ring at the guy that's polluting to make him care about the environment? And then the TV show's over.
That's awesome.
All right. First question. I'll say this. Do you want to start hot out the gate or do you want to start with a good discussion?
Dude, we're here with Kevin Doyle. We are hot.
I know. I'll phrase it this way. You want a thinker or you want a stinker?
Oh, man.
Well, I'd rather get the stinker out of the way.
Right, so here comes the stinker. Back to the up the butt app. Do you guys really like to do it up the butt?
Ooh.
I've never done anal.
Me neither.
But I would with someone I care about if they wanted to.
Never have. Don't really have an interest in it.
Yeah, I've been pegged.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
I talked to a guy, a friend of ours that we all know. And we were talking about, something there, and he was like, dude, I don't care, man. I'll get kinky. And then I was like, would you let someone peg you? And he just goes, dude, I'm in mid-30s, man, with these hemorrhoids. No way. He's like, no way. He's like, I got nothing against it, but like, it's just not a good look. It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
It'd be terrible.
Yeah. I have friends. We have a close friend that is very into anal sex. And
Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah. Michael Bloomberg.
Good friend of ours. Super into it. Mini Mike. Really into it.
Peaked.
Blue too close. Joke.
No, but like, I mean, I have nothing against it. It's just not, it's just like, it's never been a thing that I've like been into.
Yeah.
I know like some guys are like really into watching that and like doing that. And like, it's obviously very popular because I think it's like huge in any sort of porn industry, but like, it's just not my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The up the butt thing. I think one of the problems with that episode too, that is like kind of revealed. There's one of the funniest moments in college. There was this girl that like was like her boyfriend, who was our friend. He like relayed this to us. He's like, yeah, I asked her, did you do anal? She's like, absolutely not. And he's like, why? And he's like, she said, my mom said, you got to save something for marriage.
That's great.
And there was something funny to that. That was sort of like, oh yeah, that guy kind of seems like he's way more into anal sex than he is Charlotte.
Yeah.
And I think that's like the thing that bothered Charlotte.
Yeah.
And I think in the same way that I'm like, I've never done it. I'm not into it, I could imagine being into a person and exploring sexually things that I wouldn't with just like someone that I hadn't hooked up with.
Yeah. Then it becomes like, then it becomes an intimacy thing.
Yeah.
And then you can,
I think it's interesting for those people that are into it, that like adds an entire layer of like, when do you bring it up? Cause it's not like, it's not an assumed thing.
Yeah, totally.
Like if you are in a consensual sexual act, like act with someone, right? It's not like a logical next step that both parties are like, okay, we're kissing and then clothes come off and then hands start doing their things and then maybe mouth start, and there's like a natural progression and like that's not the logical next step for everyone.
Yeah,
right.
And so like it has to have there has to be an extra conversation of like, can I do this? Can we go there? And it's just like, so I don't know. Yeah.
There's a pretty funny situation that I had with a girl who I was dating, and we had been dating like long enough to, it was not, you know, like we knew each other. We have known each other. But she was just like playing around below the balls, you know, and her fingers just started like going like,
dude, circling like a ship sailing around the cataclysm,
the anal sea,
getting into the Bermuda Triangle.
And this is all it was. She was just like looking at me. She was like, and I was like, And that's all the communication was. And it was just sort of, it was like, And then we talked about it after how funny it was. She was like, I was fine with it. So that was like that was a pretty fun. We had a good laugh, and then we actually had like a nice post-mortem about it. That was kind of like, oh.
So did you tell her that you liked it and want to do that more? Or was it just like the next time? Was there a next time? And what did it like present itself again?
As someone who's like traditionally been maybe a little more sexually conservative, or if I had been, like, definitely not talk about
it. Check out Kevin's special 30-year-old version available on iTunes.
Although the iTunes right now, blah, blah, blah. Five-star review. But yeah, I mean, from my special, it's like, even when I did more sexual things, I wasn't communicative about it. And this was like actually a great experience of trying something and not just being like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. You touched my butthole. Instead, I was like, I don't know. Like, if anyone did that, I wouldn't be into it, but like, I was fine doing that.
Yeah.
To you.
You
know, so it was like, actually was like a positive experience that I was like, I don't normally like do postmortems on things in the bedroom, you know? So yeah, it was good. But yeah, I was into it. So
there you go.
Felt great.
There you go.
Awesome.
That wasn't in, that was around.
It was around.
Next step.
In.
Hey man, that was a little move called circling the drain. Circle the drain.
The Bradshaw Boys stars Corey Cavan, John Sieber, and Kevin James Doyle. The show is produced by Jeremy L. Balin. For more information on the guys, check out their website at bradshawboys.com, on social media at The Bradshaw Boys, and if you see them in the street, tip your glass. Thanks for listening.